Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Daimler Chrysler, the automaker, stunned investors this morning with news that CEO Jürgen Schremp will leave the company. Replacing him is another German who now runs the company's U.S. Chrysler Group, and that change takes effect at the beginning of next year. Joining us is Marketplace's Hillary Wickay in Washington. And Hillary, why is Schremp leaving?
Well, you know, the official line from Board and Schremp is that they agree it's the best time for a leadership change in the company. You know, this is a guy who's been hugely controversial. He's been with the company for 44 years, but he's the one who put the merger between Daimler and Chrysler together. And that hasn't exactly been a profitable deal, and Schremp's been criticized by company investors because the stock has lagged since that 1998 merger. Some of the shareholders believe Chrysler's been a drain on the company, demanding resources and time. You know, and it's hurt their pride and joy, namely Mercedes. In fact, Mercedes reported its first quarterly loss in more than a decade just this past April after dealing with major quality problems that led to the carmaker's biggest recall ever. So, Schremp's leaving, and he's going 3 years before his contract expires.
And Hillary, the industry here, at least in the United States, is not doing so well. So what is Schremp's legacy?
You know, this is a troubled industry, but this is a man who had visions in that troubled industry for a global auto giant. And Daimler Chrysler is currently the world's fifth largest automaker by sales. But, you know, for example, if you were to ask about that vision, what the German Society for the Protection of Shareholders thinks, well, they emphatically say that that dream has failed. I talked earlier today with Dave Sedgwick. He's the editor of Automotive News, and he says Schremp has made a lot of enemies as he's tried to make that big dream a reality.
Everybody saw Chrysler as the weak sister at the time because it was losing money and it was seen as a burden around Mercedes' neck. And now the situation has reversed a bit. Actually, Chrysler is doing pretty well, and now Mercedes is struggling. But somehow it seems Schremp is taking the blame either way.
Schremp will actually be going out on a higher note. His announcement today comes as the company reports improved second quarter earnings and a slight rise in sales.
So, Hillary, what does this mean for the company?
Well, for starters, the stock price has shot up, so that tells you something right there. It shows you just how controversial Schremp has been with the company's shareholders. But some think this also signals a real vote of confidence for Chrysler. You know, by picking its chief, Dieter Zetsche, to be Daimler Chrysler's new CEO, it indicates that Chrysler's here to stay. You know, just a few years ago, Chrysler was considered dead in the water. It was losing money, and Zetsche is the guy that Schremp sent here to turn that around. By all accounts, he has. The Chrysler Group is now making money, and it's making money at a time in a troubled industry when Ford and GM, for example, are in big trouble. So it seems to be a signal that the company has no plans of spinning Chrysler back off, like some of the shareholders would like to see, the same shareholders who blame Chrysler's turnaround with dragging down Mercedes.
And Hillary, what else are you working on there at Marketplace?
Well, today on Marketplace, we're looking at how some of the best emergency medical relief methods are being developed in rural Virginia.
Hillary Wickay of Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.